case studies in eclectic astrology, planets and nakshatras for Sylvia. Mars in Maga, third house, Lord of 6th and 11th. Mars in Maga in Sylvia's third house gives her a natural confidence in communication, courage in initiating efforts, and an instinctive drive to pursue personal goals through disciplined willpower. As the Lord of the 6th and 11th houses, Mars links her competitive spirit with service, 6th, and gains through social alignment, 11th. Maga, ruled by Ketu, adds a regal ancestral dignity, making her bold in self-expression, but also inclined to protect her family's honor or uphold a legacy. With Mars here, Sylvia is likely direct and fearless in speech, strategic in action, and inclined toward independent pursuits. She may experience karmic situations involving leadership over siblings or defending principles that connect to lineage or ancestral pride. Drawing from the planets in nakshatras insights for Mars in Maga, karmic connection to ancestral martial roles, warriors, or protectors. Courage arises from defending truth, honor, or family lineage. Conflict resolution through honor-based strategies and dignity. Leadership roles in technical, martial, or community activism fields. Desire for recognition and loyalty from teammates, siblings, or allies. Logical highs emerge when Sylvia takes charge in environments requiring strength and independence, especially where strategy and protection are involved. Lows may surface when personal pride hinders collaboration or when ancestral expectations suppress personal growth. Ultimately, Mars in Maga blesses Sylvia with a courageous, principled, and charismatic drive, empowering her to channel ancestral power into social influence and to find fulfillment through brave action, honorable service, and legacy-based contribution. Venus in Swati, 5th house, Lord of 5th and 12th. Venus in Swati in Sylvia's 5th house infuses her creative intelligence, romantic expression, and aesthetic sensitivity with grace, independence, and a refined emotional subtlety. As the Lord of both the 5th and 12th houses, Venus governs not only her inner creative fire and emotional joy, but also her spiritual desires, longings, and capacity for surrender. In Swati, ruled by Rahu and symbolized by the swaying blade of grass, Venus becomes adaptive, airy, and emotionally experimental. This placement gives Sylvia an artistic flair that blends detachment with charm. She may be emotionally generous, but cautious with deep entanglement. Her romantic and creative life is guided by a desire for freedom, variety, and inner balance. There may be karmic links to past lives where beauty, art, or romance was used as a tool for escape or emotional sovereignty. As Fifth Lord, Venus gives her a love for intellectual play, emotionally attuned creativity, and perhaps storytelling or performance. As 12th Lord, she may carry dreamlike romantic ideals and a tendency to dissolve into fantasy or nostalgia, often channeled into her art or affection. Drawing from the planets in nakshatras insights for Venus and Swati, love for aesthetics that evoke air, movement, and grace. Creative talents may include dance, voice, or atmospheric arts. Karmic ties to past romantic entanglements, especially with themes of distance or emotional freedom. Tendency to be emotionally present yet quietly non-attached. Potential for emotional healing through solitude, travel, or retreat-like love experiences. Emotional and aesthetic highs come when Sylvia embraces her fluid emotional rhythm, when she creates, loves, or expresses without needing to anchor or possess. Lows appear when emotional indecision, escapism, or a fear of closeness blocks her joy. Ultimately, Venus in Swati blesses Sylvia with an elegant, emotionally intelligent, and spiritually fluid aesthetic spirit, empowering her to transmute romance and creativity into soulful grace and to find fulfillment through artful detachment, emotional exploration, and harmonious emotional expression. Rahu in Vishaka, 5th house, Lord of 9th. Rahu in Vishaka in Sylvia's 5th house infuses her emotional intelligence and creative fire with intensity, ambition, and a karmic hunger for recognition through personal expression. As the functional lord of the 9th house, via dispositor Venus, Rahu connects her destiny and belief systems with her ability to perform, love, and leave a creative legacy. In the 5th house, Rahu becomes emotionally dramatic and magnetically expressive, drawn to romance, teaching, or leadership roles that give her a platform to channel her inner fire. Vishaka, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by the Archway of Success, carries the dual energy of ambition and devotion. Rahu here creates a pull between spiritual loyalty and material desire. Sylvia may feel driven to emotionally conquer or prove herself through romantic triumphs, artistic achievements, or as a charismatic guide for others. She seeks emotional expansion through the passionate pursuit of purpose, yet this often comes with tests of pride, control, or emotional intensity. As Ninth Lord, this Rahu gives her a philosophical fire. She may be attracted to spiritual traditions that validate passion and expression, or be drawn to teachers who challenge her emotionally and intellectually. Her creative expression might blend spiritual themes with bold, provocative emotionality, drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Rahu and Vishakha. Karmic pull toward emotionally charged leadership or performance, desire to merge devotion with personal emotional ambition, attraction to lovers, mentors, or students with strong belief systems or missions. Tests around emotional manipulation, pride, or control in love and mentorship. Emotional destiny shaped by trials of loyalty and desire. Emotional highs come when Sylvia aligns her expressive power with meaningful values, when her performance, art, or love story becomes a vehicle for something higher. Lows appear when ambition overtakes balance, or when emotional entanglements blur her inner compass. Ultimately, Rahu and Vishakha blesses Sylvia with a charismatic, emotionally commanding, and devotion-fueled emotional intelligence, empowering her to transmute romantic and creative hunger into inspired leadership and to find fulfillment through emotionally resonant purpose and spiritually anchored expression. Jupiter in Anuradha, 6th house, Lord of 7th and 10th. Jupiter in Anuradha in Sylvia's 6th house gives her a deeply principled, emotionally mature, and karmically devoted work ethic. As Lord of the 7th and 10th houses, Jupiter governs her partnerships and public career. Its placement in the house of service, struggle, and daily discipline ties her relationship wisdom and vocational growth to themes of emotional endurance, loyalty, and structured healing. Anuradha, ruled by Saturn and symbolized by the lotus blooming in harsh waters, offers the capacity to thrive emotionally under pressure. Jupiter here imparts Sylvia with a quiet emotional strength. She is often the one holding space for others, teaching from lived experience or modeling grace under fire. In service-oriented roles, she naturally becomes a mentor or emotional anchor, offering compassion without sentimentality. As Seventh Lord, her relationships are built on emotional loyalty, mutual respect, and inner work. As Tenth Lord, her career path may involve healing, emotional leadership, or helping others navigate crisis with wisdom and integrity. There may be a karmic pull toward teaching, law, counseling, or psychological support, roles where emotional clarity and commitment are essential. Drawing from the planets in nakshatras' insights for Jupiter in Anuradha, wisdom forged through emotionally intense partnerships or work environments. Emotional loyalty becomes a guiding virtue in both love and career. Karmic contracts with collaborators, spouses, or mentors who challenge her emotionally. Natural gift for emotional mentorship in structured high-pressure settings. Tendency to become emotionally invested in systems of justice, healing, or reform. Emotional and vocational highs arise when Sylvia channels her emotional insight into mentoring, serving, or healing others through structure and clarity. Lows appear when emotional boundaries blur or when loyalty turns into martyrdom or silent suffering. Ultimately, Jupiter in Anuradha blesses Sylvia with emotionally grounded wisdom, relational integrity, and dignified service, empowering her to transmute emotional hardship into healing leadership and to find fulfillment by becoming a resilient, compassionate pillar in both love and work. Sun in Jyeshtha, 6th house, Lord of 3rd. Sun in Jyeshtha in Sylvia's 6th house places her ego, willpower, and core vitality in the arena of service, conflict resolution, and daily discipline, with a sharp emotional edge. As the Lord of the 3rd house, the Sun governs her communication, initiative, and personal courage. Positioned in Jyeshtha, a nakshatra ruled by Mercury and symbolized by the protective talisman or earring, the Sun becomes emotionally intense, authoritative, and psychologically vigilant. Jyeshtha is associated with seniority, inner mastery, and emotional responsibility. The Sun here often indicates someone with a fierce inner sense of right and wrong who takes pride in serving others through intellect, insight, and emotional protection. Sylvia may be seen as an emotional guardian or guide in her work, especially where loyalty and discernment are required. As Third Lord, the Sun grants her courage to speak and act from conviction. She may use her voice to expose hidden truths, defend the vulnerable, or stand firmly in service of justice. However, this placement also suggests a karmic journey of learning how to temper pride and control in emotionally charged or competitive environments. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Sun and Jyeshtha, karmic identity as protector or truth bearer in emotionally tense environments. Need for privacy, strategy, and inner strength in how she expresses her will. Leadership that emerges through emotional resilience, not public display. Tests around ego, emotional superiority, or control and service roles. Potential to be emotionally intense but highly effective in crisis or support work. Emotional and professional highs arise when Sylvia uses her strength to empower others, lead with empathy, and manage emotional chaos with clarity. Lows occur when unacknowledged pride or emotional pressure leads to burnout, isolation, or inner rigidity. Ultimately, Sun and Jyeshtha blesses Sylvia with a commanding, emotionally protective, and truth-driven presence, empowering her to transmute emotional tension into courageous service and to find fulfillment through silent leadership, psychological clarity, and fearless integrity. Mercury in Anuradha, 6th house, Lord of 1st and 4th. Mercury in Anuradha in Sylvia's 6th house gives her a sharp, emotionally intuitive intellect that thrives in structured, service-based environments. As Lord of both the 1st and 4th houses, Mercury governs her identity, voice, and emotional foundation. Positioned in the house of routine, discipline, and conflict resolution, it suggests that Sylvia is naturally wired to manage complexity with logic, emotional depth, and measured communication. Anuradha, ruled by Saturn and symbolized by the lotus emerging from dark waters, adds emotional resilience and quiet devotion to Mercury's mental agility. This Mercury doesn't just speak, it listens, probes, and considers emotional undercurrents before forming opinions. Sylvia likely brings structure and precision to emotionally charged situations, offering steady advice and intellectual clarity when others are overwhelmed. As First Lord, Mercury here ties her self-image to her mental sharpness. She may identify strongly with her ability to solve problems, mediate, or organize. As Fourth Lord, it also links her emotional security and inner peace to intellectual order. She feels calm when things make sense, when roles are clear, and when communication is emotionally attuned. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights for Mercury and Anuradha, emotionally perceptive communicator, especially in counseling or crisis roles, mentally loyal with a gift for emotional problem solving and structured thought. Karmic patterns around service through speech, writing, or mentorship. Potential for internal conflict between duty and emotional self-expression. Wise voice in emotional systems, therapy, education, advocacy, or family dynamics. Intellectual and emotional highs arise when Sylvia uses her voice to guide others, especially in environments where logic and emotional complexity meet. Lows emerge when emotional overanalysis or internalized pressure stifles her natural brilliance or makes her too self-critical. Ultimately, Mercury in Anuradha blesses Sylvia with an emotionally wise, intellectually grounded, and service-aligned mind, empowering her to transmute emotional intricacy into structured healing and to find fulfillment through thoughtful speech, quiet leadership, and emotionally intelligent communication. Moon in Jyeshtha, 6th house, Lord of 2nd. Moon in Jyeshtha in Sylvia's 6th house brings emotionally intense, deeply perceptive, and karmically charged emotional processing into her daily routines, work life, and relationship with self-worth. As Lord of the 2nd house, the Moon governs her values, speech, and emotional security rooted in early family conditioning. Positioned in the house of service, conflict, and healing, this Moon gives her an emotional constitution shaped by challenges. She feels most herself when helping others manage emotional chaos or when transforming her own through work. Jyeshtha, ruled by Mercury, symbolizes seniority, inner responsibility, and protection through emotional wisdom. Sylvia's emotions are rarely superficial. She feels deeply but selectively, offering her emotional energy to causes or people that resonate with her internal standards of loyalty and resilience. There is an inherited strength in her emotional memory, and she may often feel older than her years emotionally, whether through early life pressures or karmic responsibility. As Second Lord, her voice is emotionally loaded. When she speaks, it carries the weight of experience. She may use her words to soothe, protect, or assert emotional truth, especially in professional or family spaces. This moon may also carry ancestral memory related to emotional sacrifice or unspoken family dynamics. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for moon and Jyeshtha, emotional maturity through early emotional hardship or responsibility, emotional detachment from superficial family values, seeks deeper truth, healing ability in emotionally volatile or psychologically intense environments, protective role in emotional systems, family, work, or caregiving, tendency to internalize emotional battles if not given space for honest expression. Emotional highs arise when Sylvia channels her inner strength into stabilizing others or creating emotionally safe workspaces. Emotional lows surface when she feels unseen, over-responsible, or emotionally isolated in her duties. Ultimately, Moon and Jyeshtha blesses Sylvia with emotionally refined strength, intuitive authority, and karmic depth, empowering her to transmute emotional burdens into healing wisdom and to find fulfillment by becoming a stable emotional force in both practical and transformative domains of life. Saturn in Shatabisha, 9th house, Lord of 8th and 9th. Saturn in Shatabisha in Sylvia's 9th house indicates a karmic journey of deep spiritual restructuring, philosophical discipline, and emotionally distant but truthful wisdom. As Lord of both the 8th and 9th houses, Saturn governs her transformation, hidden emotional power, 8th, and Dharma, belief systems, and life philosophy, 9th. Its placement in the 9th house intensifies her connection to spiritual authority, ethical frameworks, and long-term soul commitments, often developed slowly through solitude, challenge, and deep internal questioning. Shatabisha, ruled by Rahu and symbolized by the Circle of 100 Healers, carries themes of isolation, healing, and divine protection through detachment. Saturn here gives Sylvia a mental and emotional disposition that leans toward objectivity, rationality, and truth over sentiment. Her beliefs are not inherited blindly. They are tested, restructured, and refined over time, often through hardship or disillusionment. As Eighth Lord, Saturn gives her resilience in crises. She may carry ancestral trauma or karmic wounds tied to power, secrecy, or spiritual fragmentation. As Ninth Lord in its own house, Saturn strengthens her dharma through maturity, scholarship, and teaching. Her path may include guiding others through moral complexity, spiritual reform, or systems that blend intellect and healing. Drawing from the planets and nakshatra's insights for Saturn and Shatabisha, karmic teacher of difficult truths, especially in spiritual, ethical, or metaphysical fields, emotionally distant yet spiritually responsible, detached mentor archetype, healer of hidden wounds, especially through spiritual science or intellectual guidance, may attract isolation or distance from gurus, institutions, or traditional doctrines. Long journey toward accepting imperfection in beliefs, systems, and emotional healing. Emotional and spiritual highs arise when Sylvia uses her hard-earned clarity to guide others through chaos, or when she accepts the solitude necessary for her own dharmic refinement. Lows appear when emotional rigidity, self-doubt, or ideological pessimism blocks her ability to trust or connect. Ultimately, Saturn in Shatabisha blesses Sylvia with a disciplined, emotionally discerning, and spiritually reformative wisdom, empowering her to transmute philosophical hardship into sacred clarity and to find fulfillment by becoming a structured healer of thought, truth, and karmic depth. Ketu in Bharani, 11th house, Lord of 6th. Ketu in Bharani in Sylvia's 11th house creates a karmic detachment from typical social ambition, group validation, or pursuit of gains, replacing these with a deeper yearning for soulful connection, inner freedom, and quiet service. As the functional lord of the 6th house via dispositor Venus, Ketu ties her karmic learning to service, conflict, and health. Yet in the 11th, this becomes a path of learning to serve without attachment to rewards or recognition. Bharani, ruled by Venus and symbolized by the womb or yoni, is a nakshatra of intense life force, responsibility, and transformational initiation. K2 here suggests that Sylvia has already experienced the highs and disillusionments of worldly success or social leadership in past lives. In this life, she is drawn back into soul-level purification, releasing over-identification with status, group belonging, or material outcomes in favor of deeper purpose. As Sixth Lord, this K2 may give her an innate ability to work in service, solve problems, and heal, but with little interest in competition or ego validation. She may be drawn to work that benefits others behind the scenes, in hidden networks, or in roles where spiritual or emotional healing transcends social hierarchy. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras insights for K2 in Bharani, karmic detachment from fame, popularity, or superficial gain, soul memory of powerful lifetimes tied to social influence or creative intensity, healing through emotional containment, selfless giving, or artistic discipline, service to groups without needing to lead or control, potential to walk away from public life or social rewards in favor of quiet evolution. Emotional and karmic highs arise when Sylvia serves without seeking applause, when she offers healing, wisdom, or creative support in ways that nourish others without personal ambition. Lows appear when she feels disconnected from groups, misunderstood in collective spaces, or judged for not conforming to mainstream success models. Ultimately, K2 in Bharani blesses Sylvia with a soulfully intense, emotionally mature, and spiritually liberated relationship with social life, empowering her to transmute ambition into quiet healing and to find fulfillment by embodying presence, power, and purpose without attachment to outcome.